Hello, Debbie speaking. Hi, how are you going? That's okay. Yeah, that's all right. Just getting that back has actually given me the chance to have a look at your website and see what you guys do. Because apparently, was it Josh? Was dealing with Dean previously, so I wasn't quite sure what you guys did. That's why he said a liability proposal form's what you needed. But just having a look at your website, I'm just jumping back on now that we're back on the phone. Okay. So, the warehouse that you work out of, are you storing stock on that in that warehouse? Okay. So it's just like an administration office. Okay. And have you got cover for the transport itself? Cover for all the transportation and the goods and everything like that? Carriers low. So what happens if they come back on you to get something covered and so that you're responsible? But you've organized it all though. Yes, so that. Yeah, because at the moment you're leaving yourself a little bit open because you're assuming that they're, if anything's to happen, they're just going to go back to the person that's shipping it, where that will actually come back to you because you're the actual person that is organizing it. So you're seen as the main contractor for that. We do have, we do have, there's a proposal form, which will so that we can cover the freight, all the other types of transport you do, the goods that are being transported, everything like that, so that you're fully covered for it. And I can send you a proposal form for that because it's a separate insurance to this liability, because this general liability. Let me just ask on that one. I'll just check. Might be a sec. Yeah. This is it. Yeah, and we don't want it, if it we don't need it on this, we can put it onto another policy so you're not doubling up either. So, yeah, let me just quickly ask that question. Are you there? Yeah, okay. So under the liability one that you've just sent me, we don't need to note the subcontractors. We would under a transport insurance. So this basically is just covering anyone that hurts themselves on the property, the one that you're filling out at the moment. So someone comes into the office to see you, they hurt themselves. That's all you're covering. If you need to cover your computers and anything like that, we can set up a little business pack for you so that you've got cover for any loss or damage that occurs to computer systems, your desks, anything like that. If there was a fire in the building, that would be a business pack. But what I will do, because with what you're doing with the freight side of things, we do need to sort of get into the nitty-gritty of that side of things so that we can narrow down and get you the right cover for what things you need. So at the 'cause at the moment you're a bit exposed. And exactly. And it also comes down to what your contracts are and what documents you're citing to cover yourself as well. So, yeah, and look, the insurer that we do use for the transport side of things, they will collate a whole heap of information from you, ask for your terms and conditions, and they will actually get somebody legally to have a look at it and make any recommendations so that you're not leaving yourself exposed. Because even if you just got something from the internet and said, "Oh, that'll do," it might not still be legally binding. So they'll run through it and they'll say, "Look, you're exposing yourself by leaving this in. Take that clause out," and so that's sort of a service that they incorporate into the insurance, so it's beneficial for you. So what I'll do is, if you finish filling out the proposal form, send it back to me, because then the gaps that you're missing, if I do need anything, we can just narrow that down. And I'll send you through a proposal form for the transportation side, because that's really where you need to be focusing areas. Get the general liability back. I'll get that for you, or just do a standalone. If you want a little bit of a business pack, just give me an estimate on contents, on how much contents you've got in the office, and I can either bundle it together or we can keep them separate. Depends which is the cheaper. But yeah, I'll get the proposal form across, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty of what you do so that we're not leaving you exposed in any area. That's okay. No worries. I'll speak to you soon. Okay. Bye.